أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أصروا في أنفسهم نادمين. ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 51, 52 and 53 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. After discussing the weaknesses of the Bani Israel, the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, and the changing, adulterating the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah addresses the believers. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. O you who have brought iman, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ. Do not take the Yahud and the Nasara as bosom friends. When you have brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you have now created a very intimate, affectionate relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of your guardianship. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah has become your wali. When you have accepted Allah ta'ala as the Rabb, then now you are expected to create the relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and as such, you will not take the Yahud and the Nasara as bosom friends. We've discussed this once before in Surah Al-Imran. Just to go over it very, very quickly to refreshen, that when Allah Ta'ala says that we should not take them as our bosom friends, what does it really mean? Now, in relationship of one person to another, there are four different categories of relationship. The one relationship that Allah Ta'ala speaks about here, awliya, which is muwalat, to take somebody as an intimate friend, somebody as a bosom friend. Usually when one human has this kind of intimacy, this kind of bosom relationship, close relationship, then one person will begin to share one's secrets with the other. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. The other three types of relationship that humans have with others, that Allah Ta'ala did not prohibit us in the normal. Like for example, one is muwasat. Muwasat is somebody is in need, somebody is in difficulty, to have common sympathy with that person, to assist, relieve that person, like we see globally. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not stop us from. If a Yahud or a Nasara, for example, is in some kind of difficulty, the person is stuck on the road, you help that person. That Allah Ta'ala did not stop us, Allah Ta'ala encouraged us that we should help. And then we have another which is known as mudarat. Mudarat is common courtesy that one would have with others. That we have a Yahud, we have the Nasara as our neighbors like commonly we are living today. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop us from that common courtesy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, go on with that, because that is humanity, that is insaniyat, and that is what is expected of a believer. And then the last that we get is mu'amalat. In mu'amalat, you're going to have business dealings with them. Unless it is detrimental to Islam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prohibited that. Otherwise, all other kinds of business transactions, provided it is permissible according to the Shariat, all the other rules will apply, that Allah Ta'ala did not stop us from. So we should not have this also. Sometimes we go above board and then we feel that now we have dealt with a Nasara or a Yahud and we don't have to pay him. That is not what Shariat has taught us. That is when they see our akhlaq, that is when they see our character. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying, لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْدِيَا. Do not take the Yahud and the Nasara as your bosom friends, means that intimacy, that bosom relationship to the extent that now you begin to share your secrets, your inner feelings. And that is not what Allah Ta'ala wants. That heart, Allah Ta'ala wants you to link it and latch it to Allah Rabbul Izzat. These verses and the verses that come hereafter had been actually revealed at a time and on a particular occasion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we know when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had come to Medina Tayyibah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the pact, the peace pact between himself and the Yahudi tribes of Medina, that they will not fight each other, they will not spur others upon each other. If there is an attack on Medina, each other will help the other. All of that was in place. But then the Yahud, after a few years, 4 or 5 years, after the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they began to break this peace pact with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That then they began to communicate with the Quraysh of Makkah to have an army, a confederate army that will attack Medina Munawwara, and they then pledged that they will help that army against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was at that time, that was the one aspect of their behavior. The other was that they began to speak to each other to infiltrate amongst the Muslims, amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing them good character, showing them friendship that is very superficial in its nature, and so that they will begin to extract the secrets that probably Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have shared, or they had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will deal with these type of matters. As a matter of fact, Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have made my relationship with Allah Ta'ala and I do not want anything to do with such individuals. He read the situation. Then we find Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, he was a munafiq. He said the contrary, and he said that there is probably some good in it, that if these attacks take place, then obviously Islam will be down, and then I'll have no need to be friends with the Muslims. And in this way, he tried to keep his cards open on both sides. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of this, and Allah says, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Some of them are friends of others. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever creates this bosom relationship with them, then certainly such an individual is from amongst them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Certainly Allah ta'ala does not guide a community of wrongdoers. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now you will see those people in whose hearts there is a marad, there is the sickness of nifaq, the sickness of hypocrisy. What would they do? Yusari'una fihim, they will hasten amongst these Yahud. In other words, they will go abundantly towards them, they will creep into them, and they will create this relationship with them. Why? Because they've got nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرًا. They say that we fear lest a time may come that we will suffer some misfortune, some calamity. That is, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, if Islam is destroyed, then obviously that relationship with the Muslims will not mean anything, but we've got it tied on the other side with the Quraysh of Makkah also. فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala's response to all of this, and I think at this particular time globally, the situation of the Ummah, you and I should remember all of this. Allah Ta'ala is saying that surely Allah Rabbul Izzat will bring about al-fatah. Allah will bring victory. No matter how bleak the situation may have seemed at a particular time in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the promise of Allah Ta'ala always, that that victory will come. Here the victory probably could have referred to the expulsion of the Yahud from Khaybar, and as a matter of fact, even the expulsion of the Yahud from Medina Munawwara, or it could refer to the victory of Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, or amrim min indihi, or an amr, a command from Allah. Allah Ta'ala would bring that, and that is dominance of the deen of Allah Ta'ala on the surface of the earth. And when that happens, فَيُسْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَصَدُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ, they will become remorseful about what they had concealed in their hearts, that sickness, that illness of their nifaq and hypocrisy. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who had brought iman would say, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, this is what they had taken, their solemn pledges and their qasams on the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this was the habit of the munafiqeen. Whatever trivial thing they would say, they would take a qasam. Because they themselves did not believe themselves. They knew they had that bad akhlaq. A person who is honest, he doesn't need to take so much of qasams and so much of oaths in the name of Allah. Innahum lama'akum, certainly they are with you. Habitat a'maluhum, their actions have been nullified. Fa'asbahu khasirin, and they will be from amongst those who will be the losers. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat clarifies this matter, that we as an ummah, we need to be remaining in a way where our hearts are attached to Allah Ta'ala, and we have that common unity between ourselves as families, as communities, and then globally inshallah, and then Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help will come. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Thank you.